Future-proofing Africa's food supply, and Egypt tops the continent on the number of hotel rooms under development. From over 1,400 cities and 140 countries, we bring you the Good Morning Africa podcast. Good morning, Africa, and welcome aboard your pulse on everything business in Africa. I am Ritha Dong. For more, follow us on Twitter at the K Financial News, and you can find me at Ritha Dong. Your main story is brought to you by BK Capital, Rwanda's investment powerhouse. Elevate your franc investments with the Aguka Unit Trust Fund, offering impressive returns of up to 10.4%. Dive deeper into the world of this and more opportunities at www.bkcapital.rw. Today's episode is the one that focuses on young people. What work needs to be done to prepare them for the world of work? What skills do we need to equip the youth to increase their employment and entrepreneurship opportunities? NSF Managing Director Patrick Ayota talks about early savings and curriculum changes.
The careers for us gives us an opportunity to interact with the students. We know they are at that point in life where, as they're about to finish, there are a lot of concerns whether or not they will get a job. But more importantly for us is to introduce the element of think about savings, because you get out of here, it doesn't matter your first job. If you begin to save, the impact of that is amazing. So it gives us an opportunity really to interact with students, help aware. We come with employers. So, but more important, we really begin to think about savings for their own lives. We've got about 44,000 ever since we started. Remember, this is our 14th one. So we had about 44,000 students who have actually contributed to the fund towards their own savings. And the balance so far is about slightly over 35 billion shillings, which is not bad. When you saw the recent curriculum modifications that have been made, start to address what the work of world is. Does it go long enough? Not yet, because we'll see how it works along that. But I think there's a recognition within the country that the old syllabus was not going to work in this new model. And that's why there's now a bit of a change in terms of what we do. I mean, when companies begin to think about where they can hire people without a degree, it tells you that maybe in some places we need to rechange how we train people for that purpose. So we have to recognize that a lot.
Susan Nsibira, CEO of Nation Media Group Uganda, talks about discovering purpose and harnessing the advantages that come with technology.
There are basic technology skills, so to speak, that I think every single individual must have, you know, regardless of the job that you're going to do. And then, of course, as you're finding out your purpose and discovering stuff that you're good at, the beauty about training right now is that as never before, there's just so much information out there. Like, I'm a very curious person by nature, and I'm always doing a short course here, signing up for this, getting this skill. So a lot of self-teaching. And so what happens right now is that there's lots of opportunity for self-teaching as well. Discovering I need these skills, where can I get them free first before I have to pay for them. So yes, there is a mismatch in our education system. The curriculum, for example, for lower schools has just been changed, and there's been a lot of drama around that as well, simply because changing a curriculum that I was horrified, to be quite honest. I was horrified when my daughter was in S4 and I realized that she was doing the same things which I did. I was like, what? I mean, and then you actually realize then that something needed to happen. And so I'm glad that the curriculum now has been changed and it's more practical, and children are learning practical skills and getting their hands dirty. And so all I can say is it's a process, and we've got to work the process. We've got to be patient with the process. And in the meantime, holiday programs, anything that exists, we can't wait for people to tell us this is where to go. As long as you have access to the internet, as opposed to spending all the time scrolling on TikTok and things like that, find skills that you need. So the ready to work APSA program, I think, is really good. good because it shows you the skills that you need, and then just get on board, because those soft skills are actually very important in the workplace today. By all means, you know, like when you look at research and just talking to a few young people, you see that we have a section or a segment of our audience that's quite disillusioned. And every time there's a graduation ceremony, the headlines read, graduates, no jobs. Graduates, no jobs. So the whole thing about having a purpose as a theme is to allow people to see beyond what the narrative is telling us, and for each person to discover their purpose and realize that it's not, yes, the narratives are there, but if I discover my purpose, then I can go out there and find what my contribution is going to be to community. So it's very important, and also because you find that people who don't have purpose are blown about by every wind, like everything that comes, let's go here, let's go here, let's go there. It becomes and so purpose, what purpose does is that it anchors an individual. It anchors an individual to realize that that's when you find people who are working with values, because when you're discovering your purpose, you're going to find, you're going to discover your personal values as well. And so we would want to see young people who are joining the marketplace with values. Then we are not going to have people who are joining just to eat and just to join the bandwagon of the corruption narrative, because they have a purpose. They're building for something better.
And a quick look at the market. The market segment is powered by the Development Bank of Rwanda. We empower you. The Johannesburg Stock Exchange or Share Index was slightly down on Wednesday, trading below 74,100 level, extending losses for the second session. Investors across global markets turned more cautious ahead of a flurry of speeches by Fed policymakers, including the chair, Jerome Powell. Traders continue to evaluate the possibility of fewer interest rate cuts this year in light of sticky inflation data from last week, along with robust economic indicators. On the corporate front, Life Care Group experienced a sharp decline of over 35%, leading the stock market losses following the release of results for the half year ended September 30th, 2023, and the confirmation of CEO Meganja Naidoo's resignation. Sanlam, Africa Rainbow Minerals, Karoo and Kumba Iron were also among the worst performers, with losses ranging from 4.3% to 6.2%. On the positive side, Richmond and MC Group posted the biggest gains, adding 1.7% and 1.2% respectively. And a quick trip around Africa. The International Monetary Fund concluded its visit to Ethiopia to discuss a request for IMF support, reaching an agreement, leaving the East African nation short of a commitment it made with official international creditors. But the Paris Club of Development Creditor Nations, which does not include China, said last year that an agreement to suspend IMF debt payment through 2025 could be avoided if the country did not secure an IMF loan by March 31st. It's not clear whether the Paris Club members would enforce the deadline. Ethiopia reached a separate debt service suspension deal with China earlier in 2023. Ethiopia has been without an IMF program since its last lending arrangement with the fund expired in late 2022. In December, Ethiopia became the third African nation to default in as many years after it failed to make a coupon payment on its $1 billion US dollar Eurobond. Ethiopia's economy is reeling from high inflation, a shortage of hard currency, and growing external debt repayments after the federal government and a rebellious regional government signed a deal in late 2022 to end 2 years of armed conflict. Greener food production methods and the avoidance of food wastage are required to future-proof Africa's food supply and to meet the expected future demand for nutrition in a sustainable way. This is according to professional services firm PwC in its Sustainable Food Revolution, Future-Proofing the World's Food Supply Report. Sustainability concerns are increasingly becoming understood or being understood and recognized across the continent, with food producers and their partners beginning to look at new sustainable agricultural practices. There's also a shift with regulators beginning to shape new requirements alongside consumers calling for change. This is according to PwC Africa. Africa and the rest of the world is facing a food crisis and food shortages caused by supply chain disruptions, emanating from various events across the world have amplified the long-term challenges to the sustainability of global food production, including population growth, climate change, and reliance on resource-intensive farming. However, there are several levers that food industry can pull to meet the expected future demand for nutrition in a sustainable way without significantly increasing food prices. These include the avoidance of food losses in the supply chain, cleaner or greener methods of food production, and food substitution at consumption level. Regulation and standard setting will alter the structure and cost base of food production. This is already happening with sustainable reporting cutting across the entire food supply chain and being seen as increasingly important by consumers and investors. The report also notes that intensification of environmental regulation will impact on food companies directly in at least two ways, with the first being the mandated reporting on environmental, social and governance performance will become an increasingly important factor in investor allocations, lowering the cost of capital for ESG compliant business. The second way environmental regulation will impact on food companies is through the emergence of hard targets for greenhouse gas emission reductions by 2050 or earlier, which will increase the cost of carbon-intensive agriculture. Kenya has dropped to the seventh position in Africa among countries with the highest number of hotel rooms under development by international hotel chains. The latest survey by Lagos-based Hospitality Group and the Africa Hospitality Investment Forum shows that the country dropped two positions from fifth recorded in 2023. North Africa continues to dominate with new projects, with Morocco and Egypt together comprising almost 31% of the total for the 54 countries on the continent. Egypt, Nigeria, Morocco top the continent on the number of hotel rooms under development, followed by Ethiopia, Cape Verde, Tunisia, Kenya, South Africa, Algeria, and Ghana closing the top 10. The world's largest hotel chain, Marriott International, has the largest number of pipeline hotels and rooms, followed by Hilton Hotel, while French multinational hospitality company Accor comes third. Over the past year, there have been significant trends in the regional hospitality sector, with North and Sub-Saharan Africa experiencing a strong growth of over 9%. Additionally, there was an increase in the number of very large hotels, with the average size of top hotels growing from 723 rooms in 2023 to 770 rooms in 2024. Resorts also saw rapid growth with a 32% increase compared to 2023. Egypt continues to lead the country table with almost 26,250 rooms in 109 hotels, but is streaking ahead of the pack with well over three times the number of rooms in second place Nigeria and third place Morocco. Thank you for always waking up with us. Good Morning Africa is a product of the K Financial. If you have suggestions or you just want to check out more stories, visit the website. That's thekfinancial.com. And don't forget to subscribe. You can also find us on all social media platforms at the K Financial. And you can find me at Vithadome.